Jeffrey Rose is Commissioner of the Department of Resources and Economic Development. He joins us now in Morning Edition. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's on your to-do list for the first few months?
Well, it's a long to-do list. At this moment, I'm really working to try to integrate and get to know my team. It's a very diverse agency and has a lot of far-reaching responsibilities. But we're also right now very active within the legislative process and developing our budget for the next biennium. So also getting up to speed very quickly on the budget. And then also, I'd say, you know, making sure that we start reaching out to some of our external stakeholders and those people who are closely with the agency, and try to make sure that we're best aligned to help meet their needs and expectations that they have of the department.
How do you sell New Hampshire to businesses? How do you get them to come here? How do you convince those that are here to stay and to expand in New Hampshire? What's your thinking on that?
Well, you know, New Hampshire is a fantastic place. And a fantastic state to do business. You know, we have a lot of very distinctive benefits that I think we offer to private sector companies. First and foremost, just as I referenced before, a very high quality of life. I mean, I think people that are here tend to want to stay here, and there's no accident, and there's a reason behind that, because it's just such a wonderful community and such a unique state with all the different assets that we have. And from a business perspective, I think we have. You know, not having a sales tax, not having an income tax, I think that is a huge benefit, particularly from a job recruitment perspective. We also have a very highly skilled labor force, and I think that is critical when you're trying to talk about trying to grow a business or to start a business.
Tourism, obviously a huge industry here in New Hampshire. What's the state doing well? What could it do better?
Tourism is a very important component of our overall economy. It's one of the largest components of our travel and tourism is the second largest component of our state's economy. And we have 34 million visitors that come to the state every year and provides a very significant portion of our funding structures that we have through rooms and meals taxes and other components. But, you know, the state has actually worked very aggressively in developing a new branding campaign, the Live Free and Play, or Live Free and Visit. And I think that's really taking off, and I think we're working to continue to grow that branding effort. And I think another key component is to reference that in Governor Hassan's current budget, she actually has restored the funding, the 3.15%, which goes into the travel and tourism industry. So she's made a commitment to recognizing the importance of that industry. And while we're still going through the legislative process, that's going to be, I think, a key component to making sure that we continue to make that investment.
Do you agree with the governor that a casino would be a boon to the state?
Well, that's going through the legislative process now. You know, the governor has brought forward a thoughtful plan that she believes would be of benefit to the state. You know, as an agency, we don't have a position on that particular piece of legislation, but it's going through its thoughtful debate, and we'll look forward to working with the governor and legislature as to however that might turn out.
Okay. I suspect I might get a similar answer when I ask you about Northern Pass. You know, as someone who spends a lot of time in the White Mountains, I know you've lived here most of your life and you spend a lot of time hiking and camping and biking through the White Mountains. What are your thoughts on the Northern Pass controversy?
Yeah, it's an important issue, and it's going through debate, and you know, we'll see what and if and how that project moves forward. But again, as an agency, we're not getting involved on that particular project. But I recognize that it's an important project, and there's a lot of people that have a lot of different thoughts and issues, and it'll take its place over time. But at this point, you know, the agency is not involved and has no position on that particular project.
Jeffrey Rose, the new commissioner of the Department of Resources and Economic Development. He took over that position as of April 1st. Thank you for joining Morning Edition.
Thank you very much, Rick.